You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You're on 95BFM, and in the studio we've got two familiar voices, Rosetta and Leah. Kia ora koutoua, how are you both?
Kia ora.
Nice to have you in here to talk about Girls Rock Aotearoa / To The Front, which is returning in January of 2024 to Tāmaki Makaurau, and it is that time of the year to do a bit of jingling of the coin purses get some fundraising going on. Rosetta, you've been organising a show to celebrate To The Front and raise a bit of cash, which is happening this weekend. Who's playing? What's the deal?
Well, I can't take all the credit actually for organising. I've just kind of joined recently and been like, how can I help? Please, can I be involved?
True Girls Rock spirit.
So we've got a lineup of Jordan with a Y, Bub, my band Psycho Gab, and we've got BFM's very own Millie, DJ Lil Mill, on the
DJ Lil Mill, nice.
In between sets and from doors.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. And it's a nice Sunday show, which is a good vibe at the moment, I reckon. The evenings are long. It's nice to get out there and see your mates.
Hard. And, I mean, a lot of people are on uni break and stuff as well, so it's like, it's not necessarily a school night for everyone.
Exactly, yeah. So it's at the Wine Cellar and tickets are from Under the Radar.
Indeed,
excellent. Yeah. Leah, it's great to have you in the studio. You are, I guess, the main brain behind camp this year in Tāmaki Makaurau.
Yeah.
For the uninitiated, what is Girls Rock Aotearoa's whole kaupapa? What's the energy about?
Cool. We are a week-long holiday program / just like organisation all around for trans, non-binary and women youth. Our program is specifically for the ages of 12 to 17, and we accept anybody. We just want anybody to be able to play music and do what they want to do.
Have a good time.
Feel good about it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's a wonderful thing to be involved with. I've been involved for a few years now. It's just a very supportive, kind, caring, fun community.
Yeah.
Also, always looking for adults who want to get involved and support from that mentorship or volunteer perspective as well.
Absolutely.
There are some really great experiences that kids have at this camp, but what actually goes on during the camp week itself, Leah?
So during camp week, our campers get put into bands, either a traditional band, rock band with drums, guitar, bass, keys, or our electronic stream where they learn how to produce their track and play it live, which is really exciting. They attend workshops where they learn songwriting skills, instrument skills, and they get to watch a gig every lunchtime of local artists. They come in, they bring the hype, and at the end of the week they perform at Tuning Fork.
Very cool. It's one of those things where people come in at the start of the week having never touched an instrument before, and then at the end of the week are doing like, 5-bar drum break in the middle of a song, and they've written this incredible anthemic tune that they've got the whole Tuning Fork waving their hands along to. It's a pretty special experience.
It's beautiful. Knee slamming, bass riffing. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's very cool. Obviously, getting some great music experience and feeling confident in that music space is like a key part of the camp, but a lot of it is actually just about young people feeling confident in themselves. Is that right, Leah?
Yeah, hard out. So we just want people to feel confident, and we don't necessarily focus on music theory and how to play your instrument. It is doing whatever you need to do to be able to feel confident on stage at the end of the week.
Totally.
Yeah.
One of my favourite bits from camp last year was we had the wonderful Baby Zionov play as one of the lunchtime performers. And anyone who's seen Alia perform will know that major feature of her sets is the bedazzled Guitar Hero guitar that she brings, which was really cool because some of the campers were asking about that. Are you actually playing that instrument? And Ailey was like, this is a Guitar Hero controller. It's not plugged into anything. And that was really awesome because by the time it got to, you know, performance for these young people on the Saturday, there were some people who'd pre-recorded their bit and then were doing essentially cool stage moves.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is awesome. That's something that I feel like it takes a lot of confidence to know what you want to be doing on the stage. It might be the performance, it might be actually playing the thing, but just kind of being able to open your mind to the possibilities of what you can do on stage is so special.
Yeah, it's very, very cool.
Totally. So for people who are listening to this and they're like, wow, how have I never heard of this before? I have heard a bit about it and I'm really keen to kind of support or get involved or send my young people along. What's the situation for 2024 camp, Leah? Are we closed for applications? What's going on there?
We are currently full for applications, but we do have an open wait list. With this kind of world, you never know what's going to happen. So if you do want to apply, our applications are still open. Our mentor slots are closed. We are fully booked, which is very exciting. If you would like to volunteer, though, we do have volunteer spots available. So please get in touch at girlsrockaotearoa.co.nz.
Fantastic. And, of course, this weekend is going to be a fantastic gig. Tell us a wee bit about your band, Rosetta. What's your energy on the stage? Who's in your crew?
We are a five-piece neo-soul band, obviously based in Tamaki Makaurau, but we're kind of from all around. A few of us are from Auckland, a few of us are from Pōneke. We kind of formed earlier this year. A lot of us are friends through uni. We do music at the University of Auckland. So it's me and four other guys. So I am aware of being the only girl in a male-dominated space at times, which is great fun, but also I think a part of why I feel it's so important that we're a part of spreading the kaupapa of Girls Rock and being a part of that community. We've got our debut single was released earlier this year. It's called Messy. It's on streaming platforms. Go and listen to it. And we're currently in the midst of recording some more stuff that will hopefully come out next year.
Fantastic. It's going to be a really fun show. Remind us of the details on Sunday. Where, who, what, when, where, how, why. How do you get along?
Details for Sunday, the Sunday 26th. Of November. It's at the Wine Cellar. The lineup is Psycho Gab, Bub, Jordan with a Y, with tracks from DJ Lil Mill. Did I say it's at the Wine Cellar? It's at the Wine Cellar. You can get tickets from Under the Radar. All of the proceeds are going to the amazing work of Girls Rock Aotearoa and making To the Front happen. I believe doors are at 7:30. Yeah,
excellent. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a really fun night. Thanks for organising such a great supportive space. And thanks for coming in, Leah and Rosetta, and chatting with us about Girls Rock Camp Aotearoa To the Front 2024. We are going to listen to Psycho Gab, your band, the track Messy, which you just mentioned. And we'll see you at the Wine Cellar on Sunday.
Can't wait. Thank you.
Say or do something wrong. Don't give me time to wreck it all. Your love feels too good to be true. I'd never blink if it meant that I can't see you. Lose control, can't let it be my fault. A nature of destruction.
Psycho Gab with the track Messy. Psycho Gab is playing a Girls Rock Aotearoa To The Front Tamaki Makaurau fundraiser on Sunday this week at the Wine Cellar with a great collection of other artists, including Bub, Jordan With A Y, DJ Lil Mill, and it's going to be a very fun time. All cash going towards To The Front Tamaki Makaurau for 2024. So get into it. Great cause, great gig.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.